Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo, Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jules.
How you doing? Yep, it's Duchess. I'm kind of like playing it low key today. How's all my family out there? All of you listeners and spiritual warriors out there. I'm playing it low key because my air conditioning went out last night and I'm just kind of wilting. And I had to resort back to the good old days of using a fan. And thank goodness, you know, when you move into a place where the air conditioning is, you have central air, don't get rid of your fans because you never know when you're going to need those bad boys. And so I was able to break out the fan out of the closet. I don't want to call maintenance over the weekend just for someone to come out and fix my air conditioning. And I did put in a call into the non-emergency number saying, I need some air conditioning. It's been out since Saturday evening. And let them know that I just didn't want to bother the guys over the weekend. So someone will probably come first thing Monday morning and give me some air. And in the meantime, I'm not really suffering. It's only about 79 degrees outside anyway. It's not as though I'm going to have heart palpitations because I have to use a fan. I mean, that's what fans are for. I'm just happy that I never got rid of my fan. Excuse me. Seems like I'm going back to that froggy thing. So, where are we going to start? First, I'd like to say some things about the last show. And I promised everyone the last show that I would share some stuff with you during this show as to whether or not I did certain things I had promised myself that I would do. And I'm telling you, the worst person in the world that you can break a promise to is to yourself or to a child. You don't break promises to children, but if you can't trust yourself to keep a promise to yourself, who else can trust you that you will keep a promise? So, as you know, the last show I was invited to a first Sunday of the month at a friend's home that I didn't make because I woke up late. And I had to post the show, and then I had to do the show. But I was also going to go to a hashtag resist meetup group at one of the local upscale supermarkets that have meeting space upstairs. This is one of those gourmet supermarkets, and they have meeting space upstairs. Well, I want to say that I went to the meetup, and I was the only one that showed up for that meetup. So now I exercised my curiosity, and my curiosity was kind of sort of disappointed. And then I wound up going downstairs and looking at all of their buffet menus, and you can select. You have an awesome selection of buffet menus to select from. And then you take it up to the register and they weigh it. So what happens? I decide I'm going to take some stuff for dinner, seeing as I was disappointed about a meeting that didn't whet my curiosity. So I did this little buffet thing, went up to the register. I wound up spending $10 on buffet food that wasn't even to me all that fresh. But that's what I came home to because I missed the all-day function at my friend's house, their first Sunday dinner. And I came home with my buffet, And that was that. The other thing I shared with you last show that I was going to keep a promise to myself, I spoke to you about the woman that was going to do my massage that particular week. Now, she and I had had a discussion that I needed to get up and get out, and I needed to do some things for myself, Well, one of the things I was supposed to do for myself was walk up and down the 34 steps in my breezeway. Now, there's three stories, and there's 17 steps to my apartment level and another 17 steps going up to the third floor. I started that with all good intentions, going up and down these steps three times, mind you. I huffed and puffed through them, but needless to say, I did not complete the promise of doing it every single day. So that's one of the things that promises I broke to myself. Okay? Now, I also had a gift certificate to go and get a massage. Now, I want you to know, I won this gift certificate, and that massage was phenomenal. What I liked about the woman was she didn't just say, you're going to get on the table, and I'm going to just swash my hands across you to massage you and your arms and your legs and your back and all that. No, she did not do that. First she talked to me, she talked about things that ailed me, then she had me stand in the mirror and look at myself and to look at my posture, and she knew that I had the surgery on my shoulder, and when she finally had me lay on her table, the only thing I had to take off was my outer top, and I lay down on my back, and she began to allow her fingers to talk to my body. Now, it was really amazing. This was not Reiki. The Reiki master will not touch you. They'll use energy work across your body, but they won't touch you. This was sort of, like a deep tissue type of healing massage. So she did some energy work and some healing and deep tissue on my pecs. That's just above the breast, under your arm. Those are your pecs. And then there's the scapula, muscles in the back, which I need that kind of work because I'm trying to strengthen that now because of the shoulder surgery, and across my shoulders and right up under my scalp. Down at my scalp, my neck area. It was phenomenal. And I wound up, of course, making an appointment to see her again. So I will see her again, and my appointment is this week. And I'm looking forward to doing her doing this work on me. The other thing that I promised you I would talk about would be we wanted to talk about if you don't have anything that you're passionate about, then you need to at least look for that thing that you're curious about. And curiosity can take the place of passion until you find that thing that you become passionate about. Okay? One of the things that I noticed about myself is the fact that I haven't had any connection with nature. And when I say connection with nature, I don't mean just going outside and going for a walk. It's been a long time since I found a space where I felt comfortable taking off my shoes and letting my feet and my toes feel the earth under them and just allow the grass to just wiggle through my toes and balance myself with the energy of Mother Earth and allow the earth to absorb some of the stresses and some of the angst that and challenges that I go through in an emotional way, you know. But I am getting out, and I am getting about. I'm promising myself, at least keeping a promise to myself that way. My complex had a pool party, and I was sitting in my apartment. I was hearing all this noise outside, and that's when it dawned on me, today's the 14th, they're having a pool party. So I walked over to the pool area and saw some people, one of the managers that I hadn't seen in a long time because she left. And I sat there and watched the children in the pool and watched them win prizes and do the hula hoop and watch little children that had never, ever done a hula hoop in their life try to make this hoop go around there. It was so funny. It was, because I remember when I was a kid, I used to be able to hula hoop, hula hoop. So, let's see. Everyone is saying that they're missing Fabio. I spoke with Fabio, and she is too funny. So she said, Duchess, so what did you do? Did you kick me to the curb? You don't want me to be your co-host anymore? And she had me laughing because that's the way we talk to one another. And I told her just at the last couple of shows, I really wanted to do some dialoguing. I mean, well, not so much dialoguing, but I was in lecture mode and sharing mode. And I just didn't feel like us going back and forth with the dialogue thing for a while. But she was going to be on the show this week, but she's involved in her art center this Sunday. She did say she would be listening in, so hopefully for Bayer you're listening in. And if you're not, you can always go online. The shows are archived. They're archived, and we have 102 archived shows. Can you believe Inside Matters Blog Talk Radio has been on the air on this computer, on this website for 5 years? Remember when we started with Duchess and Jewels? And then we had lots of different guests. Well, maybe we can get back into having guests again. So the last thing I want to share with you is on the 23rd, Oprah Winfrey and Deepak Chopra are starting their 21-day meditation series, and that should be something interesting. We don't have time to, you know, post them all for you, but if you go to Oprah Winfrey, Deepak Chopra meditation series online, you'll be able to find that. And lastly, happy birthday, early birthday to my son Abe in California. His birthday is 7/27, and of course we won't have a show prior to that. Or near that. Our show will be in August, the next coming up show. And I just wanted to share that with Abe. So I'm putting you online and archiving you July 27, 2018. Happy birthday. Now, let's do some Lena chat before we get into the topic. Now, the topic, you see, is 11:11. You know how you see on a digital clock, 11:11? Well, a lot of people are seeing these repetitive numbers. And the question is, are these signs of your awakening? We'll get into that after we finish off with what Lena was talking about at the beginning of July, which was the first. Our show was on the first, and her Power Path report, energy report, came out on the first. And that's where she was talking about creating a feminine energy and being more in tune with who we are, what we are, and how we are. Okay? So some of us may have had to face up to some old fears, you know. And to tell the truth, we had to look at some deep emotional issues this month. The trick was not to get stuck there, especially in blame, despair, or feeling victimized. There is great freedom in vulnerability and powerful personal growth when you take responsibility for your own life. You know, some of us like to blame our stuff on other people, or some of us like to sit back and say, poor me, poor me, poor me. No one is going to do your life for you. You can certainly get support, but the actual choices and actions are yours alone. We have a tremendous opportunity this month to reach a new level of that, of maturity. Just as adults can wisely see more of a bigger picture than a child can, so can you. And so will you be able to step out of your own myopic, narrow focus to view a larger landscape of reality and bigger picture of your life. Okay? So this month, Lena was asking you to pay attention to how you may be focusing on what does not work instead of feeding the positive unfolding in your life. You know, we can focus all the time on what's not working, but we need to begin to understand that more focus should be put on the positives that are unfolding. It is helpful to acknowledge what is not working, but only to mark it as a turning point. Once acknowledged, a choice to focus on the positive and taking action towards what you wish to empower instead. This will bring you much more of what you want. You don't always have to agree, but you can accept. This is where you have a choice as to how you engage and how you use your own aggression and will, your own aggression and your will to move towards something positive when others may be caught up in a negative spin. You know how we talk about in recovery programs, they recite the Serenity Prayer. You know, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So when we ask our higher powers, our creators, we ask Spirit to grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, that's our way of turning that stuff over. You're looking at it, and you move out of judgment mode, and you just look at it, and you observe it, you accept it, you acknowledge it, and then you just say, you know, please grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And then there are times when you observe something, and you know that you need accept the things I cannot change. You need that courage to change the things that you can. And, of course, ask for that blessing, for the wisdom to know the difference, because sometimes we can be beating ourselves up against a wall forever, trying to complete something, trying to change something, and it's like it's not going anywhere. So we need to begin to learn how to turn some of this stuff over and not stay in the negative of it. Just, you know, let it go. Lena wanted to talk about our physical health and our physical bodies this month, which was really interesting. And she said we needed to start asking for help and support, you know, and that's different from giving your power away. Asking for help is acknowledging your vulnerability and taking responsibility for getting support when you need it without expecting someone else to do the work. You know, many of us tend to be very undisciplined when it comes to the practices we know will keep us healthy and balanced. Yep, that's me. I mean, sometimes I feel my legs are just aching because they don't move enough. I don't walk enough. They're like, that's my challenge, getting up, out, and walking. Because once I go outside, the only places that I can go are drivable, away from home. I have to drive to get there. So I need that motivation to get up, get out, and just take a walk without me having any destination in mind. Just go for a walk. So I have this problem with disciplining myself. Okay? Now, we can blame the environment. We can blame our genetics. We can blame our dysfunctional childhood and all those factors that produce stress in our lives. But the bottom line is, and the position of power is, to take responsibility for being co-creators with our reality, right? I create my own reality. I'm a co-creator of that reality, and I need to take the responsibility. And it's easy for me to say this to you over the air. It's another thing for me to just impart that wisdom in my own life every day. It's as though I need a warden. I need somebody, you know, that's there pushing that button or knocking on the door saying, hello, it's time for you to go for a walk now, you know, and just be ready. One of the things I decided I was going to try to do is, well, not try, because you see, when you start saying try, you're setting yourself up for not letting it happen. You know, now if you stand up right now, and you say, and I say to you, okay, try to sit down. You'll be in a constant mode of trying to sit down. But if I say sit down, you will sit. So we need to take that word out of our vocabulary when it's time for us to think of things to do. No such thing as try, okay? Don't try to do it. Just do it. And one of the things that I decided I needed to do was get up every day and put on clothes. I mean, I can spend Saturday and Sunday. I can get up and be in my nightgown all day and be in, you know, whatever it is that I slept in, take that off and take a shower, take a bath or whatever, and put on some new stuff to go to sleep in. If I don't get up and dress for the day, then I won't go out. I will always have an excuse not to even to walk up the stairs because one of the neighbors might see me. So what I need to do every day is get up and prepare for the day by getting dressed because I'm one of those people, when it's time for me to go to physical therapy, I put on my clothes, go to physical therapy, come back home, take off my clothes. They don't get dirty, okay? I need to keep them on all day because it's daytime. The other thing that Lena was saying, or to reiterate, is the point of growth this month is a new understanding of how our emotions work and how they are connected to our physical nature as well as our thoughts and beliefs. Work on clearing emotional issues and the rest will follow. The predominant feeling that will lead to where you need to work is dissatisfaction. To the extent that you are dissatisfied in your life, you have work to do in the emotional realm. Dissatisfaction often has its roots in disappointment that has its roots in unrealized or unfulfilled expectations. Now, you know, we learned a while ago that expectations are resentments waiting to happen. So be careful of those expectations. It is easy to point to something outside of yourself to blame. This leaves you no power to do something about it. It is more powerful to take responsibility, acknowledge your part, and without judgment decide to change it. Being empowered by your own sense of responsibility and maturity and taking action is a sure way to get out of that low energy state that accompanies depression and feeling victimized. Maturity is staying out of judgment and blame. Remember our last show? The last show was about judgment or observation. Maturity is focusing on solutions instead of feeding the problem with negativity. okay? Maturity is being willing to cooperate with others for a greater good rather than pointing fingers from a victimized place. How can you serve your environment? How can you better take care of your own backyard? These should be the questions for this for the completion of this month. And these questions should be taken seriously, as a responsible person would take them. And practice gratitude for what you do have and how your environment does serve you. Gratitude goes a long way and will help you eliminate any resistance you may be feeling. I always tell people that when we want to practice gratitude, if you don't know, if you're depressed all the time and you don't know how to incorporate gratitude into your life, get a journal. You can get one of those speckled $1.99, $1.98 composition binders that a lot of us older folks, us baby boomers, used to use in when we were going to elementary school. Get one of those binders. It won't cost you that much. And every day, every single day, write down 5 things you're grateful for. I mean, I've had people say, I'm grateful for positivity. I'm grateful for compassion. I'm grateful for the air I breathe. I'm grateful for my eyesight. I'm grateful for the paycheck that I got today. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for the other. There are so many things that you can figure out to be grateful for. But all you need to do is write down 5 of them, 5 of them every day, whether it's when you wake up in the morning, you're grateful for 5 things you were grateful for yesterday, or when you go to bed at night. I'm grateful for the clean bra I found in the drawer because I didn't have any money to do my laundry this week, but I found a clean bra. Whoa, woohoo, and I am so grateful. Anything. You can be grateful for everything. I'm grateful for the gas that I put in my car. I'm grateful for the car that I have. I'm grateful for the bird that flew by my window and showed me and sang a little song on my balcony. There are so many things we can be grateful for, you know, besides the everyday common things that people most likely think about. You know, I'm grateful for the air I breathe. You know, there are so many things to be grateful for. So many. I'm grateful for the blood work that I had that showed me that I'm borderline diabetic. I'm grateful for my doctor for giving me the diet that I can to bring my sugar levels down. I'm grateful. You can be grateful for lots of things. Lots of things. So, remember, gratitude goes a long way and will help to eliminate any resistance you may be feeling as far as being depressed or being tired or not having any energy or your procrastination. So, Lena goes on to say a lot about the coming week, and it's good stuff. She says that you may be tested in your resolve and your neutrality. It's important not to take anything personally and not to be distracted with other people's drama unless you are intimately involved or somehow responsible for it. Okay? This is also a good time frame for taking action towards what you want to manifest, initiate, or move aggressively towards. You know we create our own reality, so be careful. We're living in a day and time where manifestation is rapid fire. So when we start talking about 1111 and seeing these repetitive numbers, we're going to understand that this is your awakening, and so many of us have been awakened for a long time, but we forget. If we're not careful, our thoughts become things immediately, and not always the things that you want to come true immediately, okay? In the coming weeks, there is a window of opportunity that can push us all to step up our own mature responsibility. Think before you speak, act or react, and remind yourself that all is not always as it seems. What may look to be devastating today may be an opening for improvement tomorrow. Never has there been a better time to practice kindness, acceptance, and neutrality. You may need to forgive something or someone from the past, starting with yourself. This is a powerful window for deep emotional healing as well. Be prepared to dive into some deep layers of old patterns that have kept you small. Have the courage to take an emotional risk to break through and heal those patterns, as painful as it may be. You won't regret the results. I've known people who have gone to spiritual retreats, so to speak, or they've taken themselves on a spiritual retreat just to walk and relieve themselves of some past pains or some hurts and leave them there and walk away. Their way of healing themselves. We are deep in the window of potential change right now. New power comes with maturity and responsibility. This is also a time frame where you can focus on what your new bids for power are. This is also a time frame where your emotional vulnerability plays into your personal power. Be willing to ask for and accept that support that you need. Work with the energy of the eclipses. Remember when we talked the last show that we were expecting 3 eclipses this month? Well, we need to work within that energy of aggression and action and the energy of intensity instead of being in resistance to it. Harness the power for your own positive expression and creativity and use it wisely to set up your own next level of maturity and responsibility. Well, Lena is saying this can either be a very confusing and uncomfortable time, or it can be greatly expansive and wonderful, giving you permission for change, improvement, and a new expression of yourself. Remind yourself to focus on beauty, to be inspired, and to have some fun. Have a good time with it, because it's so easy for us to wallow in the doldrums or the doldrums of, you know, the energy that can be trying to grasp us. We've got to get up and we've got to move and we've got to exercise that curiosity. Find something to be curious about if we don't have anything to be passionate about, okay? So exactly what does seeing repetitive numbers mean? And are these signs of your awakening? So are you seeing 11-11? A lot of people are seeing 11-11. They're seeing 11:11 on their digital clocks. They're seeing 11-11. And, you know, it's really uncanny because I noticed the blessing of this number over a year ago when I bought my RAV4. I wanted to transfer my previous license over to the new vehicle. I was quite annoyed when they didn't allow me to do that, and I had to take on, instead of having my VG license, because I used to, you know, I had that on the, I was annoyed, needless to say, when they gave me a new license plate for the new car, and the new license plate was a VSG, and that was cool, so I used to call the vehicle a very special girl. But then one day I focused in on the license plate number, the number itself. And the number was 2983. The 29, 29, that's 11. The 83, that's 11. And I said, whoa, this is a blessing. Wow, 11-11. So why did I get so excited about this 11-11 on my license plate? Okay. Some believe that the actual meaning of 11-11 is a sign that angelic beings are close by. They come with love and protection, and they want to bring you clarity and guidance. 11-11 is the number of masters. The ascended masters are sending you the message that you, yourself, are a divine aspect of the universe, a master at being yourself. Now, you know why I got excited about that 11-11 on that vehicle license plate? It's no coincidence that every year from November the 11th and up until January the 11th, we're going through a period called the Months of Divine Trinity. All in all, this is a divine time that brings tremendous opportunities for all of us to wake up and embrace our true divine light. But there is more than just one reason why you're seeing 11-11. So, let's see if I can share a list of what seeing 11-11 means. And I mean, there's a whole lot of things that seeing this number can mean. And it depends on who you are and what meaning you attach to it for yourself. One of the meanings of 11-11 is that the universe has sampled your thought sequence, and that will manifest almost instantly in your physical reality. In this sense, 11-11 or 1-11 is a message from divine angel beings that you need to monitor your thoughts with great attention and make sure that they are focusing on things that you want and not the things that you don't want. According to Dolores Cannon's Between Death and Light, thoughts are energy. Your soul manipulates energy. Thinking is manipulation of energy. As such, a thought is a willful act, and it is powerful enough for creation. The 11-11 numeric sequence is a divine sign that an opportunity portal is opening up for you, allowing your thoughts to manifest with the speed of light. So be careful what you're thinking. Are you happy with the thoughts that you're sending to the universe? If yes, be assured they will soon manifest in your life. If not, be forewarned. Correct them, and ask your angels and spirit guides to help you change negative thoughts with more positive ones. We can do this. There's another meaning of 11-11. Okay? It means that you can start manifesting your true self. What do you want to manifest in your life experience? This is the first question you need to ask yourself when you are seeing 11-11. Another meaning of 11-11 is that you are sent a divine message to remember that you are the creator of your reality and you need to take responsibility for it. Your current situation is the result of your past thoughts and actions. You know, and a lot of us don't realize that or don't believe that our current situation is a result of our past thoughts and actions, you know. So what do you want to manifest into your reality? Whatever that is, it will be the direct manifestation of your thought patterns, and your thoughts will manifest faster than ever. Keep in mind that the universe doesn't judge your decisions, not one bit. It just makes them happen. It's your decision to choose what you want to manifest in this life experience. Remember that movie, that documentary, that movie, The Secret, and how we create our own reality and how we manifest things? The message behind 1111 is that you are to take responsibility and create consciously. You know, we walk around thinking that we know what we're thinking, but we really don't realize what we're thinking until after we've thought it. Okay? I don't even know if I can say that over again. We walk around thinking that we know what we're thinking, but we don't know what we're thinking until after we've thought it. So, you are the creator. You are the writer. You are the producer. You are the director and actor in your own story. Okay? There was this movie I watched where this guy was talking to, well, he was talking to the screen, so he was talking to his audience because he was saying that his whole life, his whole existence was like a play that he was an actor in. And so this is basically saying, yeah, you're writing it. Everything that you're doing, you're writing it, you're producing it, you're directing it, and acting it in your own story. So if you don't like the way something is going, you have the writer's tool, the producer's tool, the director's tool to say, I want to change this and start all over again or do it a different way. And I love it when I've done something or I've said something to somebody and I really want to change the energy around it. You know what I do? I sit down and I write. I literally write X, Y, and Z does not accept what I said in an offensive way. X, Y, and Z now accepts what I said or has forgotten it totally, forgotten the whole complete thing that I've said. Or I changed the whole scenario or what I did because I don't like the way it happened and the way it occurred. And it's amazing. It's also amazing when you don't like something. When you say, for instance, I used to work for this gentleman. He was an elderly guy at the time, so this was a few years ago. And this man, he was one sloppy mess. I mean, I worked in his office. I was the only one in the office, but before I could do his books and get my work done, I had to clean up the mess that he left. Papers all over the place. I had to file his papers away, put them all away, and this really drove me crazy working for this man. And so I remembered, if there's something going on in my reality that is annoying me, look at myself and see if I can change something in my existence to affect a change in that. I happen to walk into my apartment. I happen to look at the mess in my apartment and say, oh, my gosh, let me clean up this mess in my apartment. I wasn't really thinking about his office, but oh, my God, I am complaining about certain things. Let me clean up the mess in my apartment. I cleaned up the mess in my apartment, did my own filing, did what I needed to do, because it was a disaster. And darned if when I walked in his office that following Monday, it was not his office neat and clean. Now, call it magic, call it coincidence, you call it what you want to do. But once you clean up the mess in your space, if it's the same as something that you're looking at outside of your space, clean up your own mess and you watch how it affects a change in your reality. Okay? Let me see. What else do I want to share with you? Did I tell you that the universe doesn't judge your decisions? Yes, I did. It just makes them happen. It's your decision to choose what you want to manifest in this life. The message behind 1111 is that you are to take responsibility and create consciously. You are the creator. Yes, I share that. You are the writer. Yes, I share that. You are the producer. I shared that also. You're the director and actor in your own story. Now, 11 and 11 can also be a remember yourself sequence. 11-11 is a coded molecular structure of RE hyphen membering, remembering, and reactivating the inner master that resides within you, your true self. Remember is a term that emphasizes the idea of putting the pieces of yourself, your members, together into their rightful order. In a way, remembering who you really are. The meaning behind 11-11 is related to your biological ascension because it is the gateway towards ascension. Whenever you see 11-11, the cellular memory is activated within you and you have this sense that you remember something you've long forgotten. You're remembering your true divine nature. You are an individual piece of the universal creator, and we are collectively the universe. In other words, you are an aspect of the creator of the universe in human form. So, you are an individual piece of the universal creator, and all of us are collectively the universe. It also means that you are on the path of awakening. Whenever you're seeing 11-11 or 1-11 number patterns, you're called to awaken. A direct channel opens between you and your higher self. 11-11 is a point of merging the physical and non-physical realities of you. When this happens, it's time to stop any mundane activity you're doing and look at the bigger picture of life. What you perceive might be imperfect, but the universal creator sees perfection on the divine level. Imperfections are simply imperfections to you, but not to the universal source. It's time to see the illusion of life and the true divine reality of all that is. Let me tell you, these number sequences are fascinating. You're on your path to awakening. Wow. I'm not done yet. How about when you see 11-11, how about set an intention? Okay, whenever you're seeing 11-11, know that it is a wake-up call of divine intervention. It's time to make a wish and know your intention can manifest for your highest good and for all mankind. It's the intention of the thought itself that counts. As humans, we ascend and descend continuously with every thought and every word. Ah, I know this. The reason why I know this, because there are so many things that I know that I know, but then I forget that I know them, and then I remember that I know them, and then I say to myself, why didn't I do it this way when I know that this is, but why did I stop doing it because now I feel like I'm going to take 10 steps back You know, up and down, all around. In a sense, ascension is born within each breath. In each and every moment of our lives, each of us is growing toward the light at our own pace. Essentially, we are all moving in the same direction to be one with the universal creator. So, the meaning of 1111 is that you are being called for action. Can you hear that? Can you understand that? What were you thinking at the moment when you saw 1111? Follow the signs. You're awakening to your true self as you are being divinely guided to your purpose. Follow your passion and you will find your purpose. Now, what do we say about passion? Okay, 1111 is a wake-up call. Follow your passion and you will find your purpose. Well, some of us don't know what our passion is anymore. So, we're saying, if you don't know what your passion is, then follow some curiosity. What are you curious about? What is it that you desire to know more about? What are they doing over there that looks strange to you but interesting? Let's check that out for a little bit. When you have 1111 as your guide, sometimes I'll be driving in my car. It's really, really, really strange because my digital clock on my dashboard will be 1111. I mean, it's sometimes it's really hard to grasp. Well, what was I thinking about at that particular moment that 1111 flashed on my dashboard's clock? You know, what were the words to the song that I was listening to as 1111 flashed on, you know, my clock? Some of the other things about 1111, they say that 1111 is a binary DNA code. The brain is like a computer, which relies on binary codes, ones and zeros. In this premise, 1111 is the binary code that awakens your dormant DNA or your junk. It awakens your dormant DNA. Digital time code, this theory encapsulates several theories within the same premise, okay, and opens the subconscious mind through physically seeing these digital numbers and remembering why your brain was coded to remember the importance of 1111, you know. Edgar Cayce, known, well-known psychic, quote, says, as I mentioned in a previous article, Edgar Cayce was saying the first lesson for 6 months should be 1111, oneness of God, oneness of man's relation, oneness of force, oneness of time, oneness of purpose, oneness in every effort, oneness. Edgar Cayce may have meant the first lesson for 6 months should be 1111. So there are a whole host of things that we experience when we see 1111. Now, 1111 is a master number. So are most of your double-digit numbers of, you know, of self. I mean, 22 is a master number. 33 is a master number. And, of course, you can go online and you can find all of these master numbers. But then there are the triple-digit numbers. 333, 444, the masters. Their numerology is a phenomenal science that is very spiritually connected, okay? So with number 11 as a master number, it represents impractical idealism, visionary refinement of ideals, intuition, revelation, artistic and inventive genius, avant-garde, androgynous, film, fame, refinement, fulfillment when working with a practical partner. The spiritual purpose, 1111 represents you, 11-11 presents you an opportunity to reflect on your own spiritual purpose for being here, okay? And your life is becoming in balance. It's a wake-up call. A wake-up call which signifies your spiritual awakening, as this number seems to be predominantly noticed by those who have begun their spiritual journeys. It may also be seen as a code to unlock your subconscious mind. Okay, there's your 11-11. Loving it. And if you want something that's simple and to the point, when you see 11-11, know that it's a wink. It's a wink of validation from your creator. You're being put on notice. I recognize you. You're special. So act like it. Well, we're coming to a close. It's really been good. I've enjoyed this session. And hopefully, if anyone who has come in late, you can find us archived online, the show, in its entirety. Once we sign off, I'd say within less than 5 minutes of us signing off, the show is online and archived. So with that, I want to say I love you all. Thank you so much for being here. See you next month when we're back on the first Sunday of next month. And we'll be talking about some very interesting stuff. I think I want to talk to those persons out there who are not your typical homosexual, bisexual, transsexual. I want to talk to those folks out there and share a little bit about persons who are asexual. This is something that a lot of people have questions about, a lot of things that people don't know anything about. But I think it's very, very important as we move ahead with our spiritual growth and understanding of all walks of life, all people in life. But it's something that I have to study myself before I present it to the audience, okay? You take care. Love you all. And may you stay blessed. And we'll talk soon. All righty. Duchess signing out. Thank you.